Good morning. Today we have a critical question and just a little bit of background. We've been talking about the mitzvah mideoraisa of standing up when an elderly individual comes by. According to the Shulchan Aruch, that's 70 years old. According to the Arizal, 60 years old, that there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv, to stand up. And also a Talmud Chacham, even when very young, there is a chiyuv to stand up as well. And we said that for both of those, it's when they come within 4 amos of us, approximately 6 feet, approximately 2 meters. So when they come within that area, there's a mitzvah and the obligation to stand up at that point. And our question today is, does standing up mean really standing up? You have to stand up the full way, as if we're standing up for Shemona Esrei, as if we're standing up to walk somewhere? Or does it mean that you can simply get out of your seat a little bit, do a little hop up, for example, go up a tefach or something, and then go back down? Is that going to suffice? So the psak of the Tor and others as well, the Chayyadim, the Taz, is that you actually have to stand up fully. It's called male komaso. The whole length of standing up is what you have to do. So that is the psak, indeed, of some poskim. There are some people, nonetheless, that in place of that, they just do a little hop up. They don't do the full standing up. Then the question is there validity to that, or is there not validity to that? And in fact, some poskim say that there is no validity to that. For example, the Yosef Omet says, Chayav lakum ibnei chacham sheino zaken. You have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not elderly or an elderly individual. The Pelayot says, nowadays, Ame Haaretz are not concerned about this. They're not concerned about the mitzvahs. I don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give them a kapara. So they were makbid indeed, just like the tour says, stand up. They mean you have to stand up the entire way. Having said that, there are some poskim who are miyashev, the minug of those to stand up a little bit. What does that mean, miyashev? They reconcile. They say, ideally, you would stand up fully, but maybe indeed there's a basis to be lenient. And we're going to go through now 2 different rationales brought by contemporary poskim, why we could be lenient and not stand up the entire way. So Rev Eliyashiv Zatzal said as follows, Osam Hanashim, Shenam Kami Bizman HaZeh Mibnei Chacham, those that don't stand up because of a Talmud Chacham, it must be that they are somech, they rely, that Mistama, apparently, you can implicitly understand that the Chacham is mochel al kvodo. Indeed, that he is mochel, he's not being strict about his kavod, and he is saying, I am enabling people to not stand up for me. He's mochel, he's giving in on it, not a problem by him. Accordingly, it could be that people don't have to stand up, because we can impute that a Talmud Chacham nowadays is going to be lenient and not be megdakta on his covenant. Nonetheless, Rav Eliyashiv said that mikol makom hidur tzarich la'asos, at a minimum, you have to get up a little bit when a Talmud Chacham. So even if he's mochel, you would have to stand up a little bit. The Yabi Omer was not into standing up a little bit. He was matmia. He asked in his Yabi Omer of Avad Yosef, what can be we lenient upon that people don't stand up the whole way? Nonetheless, we do have Rav Eliyashiv bringing a rationale. Not that he's saying it's the ideal that you just have to get up a little bit. You really should stand up the whole way. But it's a rationale. It could be that the Talmud Chacham is mochel on his kavod. And Rav Moshe Sternbach brings a second rationale as it follows. It could be, he says, it could be that the reason that people are lenient is that on a d'oraisa level, you're yotzei, standing up just a little bit. That is called hiddur. Hiddur is getting up a little bit, but Chazal on a rabbinic level instituted that you have to do more than just getting up a little bit. You have to get up the entire way, stand up the whole way. Now, accordingly, based on that assumption, says Rav Sternbach, the assumption is on a d'oraisa level, you just have to get up a little bit, but Chazal were stricter and said you have to stand up the whole way. Because nowadays we don't really know the exact definition on a d'oraisa level of a Talmud Chacham that you are required to stand up for. We don't know the definition of that. Accordingly, in kein nihid to be d'oraisa, on a d'oraisa level, we cannot be lenient because we don't have a clear definition of who to stand up. But nonetheless, on a derabbanan level, we could be lenient, which means on the deraisa of standing up a little bit, we have to do that, even though we don't know the exact definition of a Talmud Chacham, but fulfill the deraisa of getting up a little bit, hopping up a little bit in our seats. But that doesn't mean you have to do the derabbanan stringency to stand the whole way up. And that is his rationale for being lenient. It's like a two-step analysis. Number one, are we talking deraisa, derabbanan? Getting up a little bit fulfills the deraisa. It doesn't fulfill derabbanan. Derabbanan say you have to stand up the whole way. Who are we standing up as the second point for? Oh, it's not so clear in the halacha. Accordingly, if we have someone who's we're not clear, is he required? Is he the definition of a Talmud Chacham that I'm required to stand up for? Accordingly, you just have to fulfill the lenient side, the deoraisa, to stand up a little bit, and you don't have to fulfill the chumrah of the chazal, of the derabbanan, of standing up the entire way. So where are we right now? We've said that mi'ikar adin, or the ideal, is to stand up the entire way. That's the sheet of the tour. Nonetheless, there are some people that stand up just a little bit. Some poskim have disagreed with that. You can't do that. That's not sufficient. Other poskim have said it may not be ideal, but we found two rationales for it. The rationale of Rav Eliashiv, the second rationale of Rav Moshe Sternbach. Nonetheless, even according to those who bring rationales that you can be lenient, it is still a mitzvah to stand up the entire way. That is still the ideal thing to do, is to stand up the entire way. But having said that, even though some poskim want to rationalize, they bring explanations why maybe, possibly, there's a basis to be lenient. But nonetheless, the poskim say that for certain rabbanim, we are not lenient. And that is somebody's own Rebbe, not talking about a regular, not a regular, but a Talmud Chacham who's not your Rebbe, but talking about your own Rav. Or if we are talking about Rav Muflag Bedoro, somebody who is exceptionally, an exceptionally brilliant Talmud Chacham, he's not the norm, so he's just out there, just an exception, way above one of the Gedolei Ador, or close to that, so it's Muflag Bedoro, that would be number two, that you would have to stand up the whole way. Number three is a Magid Shir in the yeshiva you learn in, not somebody else's yeshiva. If I go to somebody else's yeshiva and a Talmud Chacham walks in, I can do a little hop up if we're going to be lenient. But if it's a Magid Shir in my own yeshiva, number three is stand up. This is the third situation that we're going to be machmir on. And the fourth is the Rav Beiro, the city rabbi. There is going to be no basis for those to be standing up just a little bit. On all those four, we are going to have to stand up the entire way. Have a wonderful day.